Oh my. Hello, everybody. How you doing? It is the Morning Disaster. I am Ray Lytle, along with the lovely Nikki.
Hello, Ray.
How are you, darling?
It is Thursday.
Yes, the last day of the week for us.
The last 8:30.
Woohoo! So. Yeah, and then starting Monday.
Yes.
And by the way, congratulations to you for getting through all 5 8:30 days. I'm very proud of you. Then we start at 9 o'clock on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Time to get serious.
That's right.
I got to get my seriousness on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Starting Monday, going at 9 o'clock. Sucker. And doing some Facebook Live. And oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Won't have time for such nonsense like that. We've got a bunch of bits, all kinds of good stuff Monday. So, yeah, welcome to the last Thursday show. Will you miss it?
8:30?
Yeah.
No.
You will not miss 8:30?
No.
All right. So we start at 9 o'clock next Monday.
Very excited.
I could tell. Which would be good for me because, you know, on Mondays I take Bella to school, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Mondays are hard.
You think they're just hard, huh?
Yeah, they're difficult.
Yeah, I take little Bella girl to school, so I don't, you know, I come back at 8:30 something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'll be able to come in and.
Be in a rush.
Yeah. I'll be able to just grab some lunch, breakfast, I mean, you know.
There you go.
It'll be nice to, to have...
Nourish yourself.
Yeah, well, to give myself a window, you know? Like to just reasonably walk in and maybe grab a bowl of cereal or something. Maybe even get time to make an egg.
There you go.
And then sort of ease myself into the studio and take a breath, you know... take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
Unlike me, who just rushed in the door.
Yeah.
That's come to an end.
Yeah. No more door rushing. Yeah. So you were up late last night or early? What'd you do? What were you doing? What was last night like?
I think I went to bed about 2.
Oh, well, that's not bad, right?
No, I woke up fine.
Well, just, good.
It's a pain in the butt. Go out in the cold.
Well, yeah, I would
drive 4.5 blocks.
Yeah, I would say you don't have to do that. So, you know.
He's got other people to do it.
Oh my. Oh boy. Well, yes, there's other people, so you don't need to get caught up in that nonsense.
No.
Well, it'll be good then starting Monday.
Yes.
Be very awesome. Woohoo!
I am so looking forward to it.
Yeah, and then my mother is saying that she's having sleepless nights.
Why?
I have no idea.
The last few nights were hard, but
she says, "Oh no, another sleepless night. I feel miserable."
I felt miserable yesterday.
But she sent it 7 hours ago. Come on. 7 hours ago, it was what? 1:30 in the morning or something? So I want to call her and see how sleepless her night was, you know. Because I don't think she understands. I don't think my mother's ever had a sleepless night, you know.
Right.
Like, oh, sleepless. Oh, I'm sleepless.
That's called you haven't been to bed yet.
And I'm like, come on, what are you, sleepless? Oh, my goodness.
I saw this belching.
Yeah, I really am belchy tonight.
This morning?
Whatever it is, yeah, today.
Wherever.
That is not tonight.
Whenever you're listening.
Yes. All right, let me see if I can. And, oh.
Maybe she's trying to sleep in.
It says add. All right, so.
Did you type the wrong number?
No, I typed the right number. It's just how do I,
Here we go.
I'm just saying, how do I, you know.
I don't know. I'm not there. I can't see.
Shit, I don't know how this works. All right. Ta-da-da-da. All right, and then I'm going to click add to the call. Okay, well, I don't know. I thought I knew how to do it, but I don't know.
She might still be sleeping after her sleepless night.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to check, because I don't think she has. I don't think she is sleeping. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a big bunch of bullshit.
Right.
That she's sleeping. Well, I put her number in, okay, to dial.
Yeah.
And now it's not, you know, it's not dialing. It says add number to the call.
No.
Yeah, it says add
but
number.
But don't add a number, just hit go.
Oh. Oh, well. Well, now I got a problem. So it's all, you know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I wanted to call her, but
just yell over the airwaves.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I just, oh. All right, let's see. All right. Oh, there you go. Add this number, which I do have. It is saved in the, I have it saved in the phone, I guess. All right.
Yeah, try that.
Yeah, thank you. Trying this. So we'll see if we can get her. Because she says in Facebook, it was a sleepless night. I think 1:30 is a little early to determine a sleeplessness, you know. Yeah.
Hi, this is Mel.
No, there's no answer.
And I can't get to you because...
She's still sleeping.
Yeah, I think she's sleeping.
Yep.
Like, I'm sleeping.
I ain't answering your phone.
I'd answer the phone, but I'm sleeping. I mean, she's on Facebook complaining at 1 o'clock or, you know, 1 o'clock at night. Oh, it's a sleepless night. And I'm like, that's kind of early to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
I decided that about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
What, you weren't sleeping?
Yeah, if I went to bed, like, early.
Yeah. Nah, that seems about right, you know.
I hit 4 o'clock and I haven't been to sleep. All hell is breaking loose.
Well, I mean, she's
not intending to be up that late.
She's not the only one because there's a bunch of people on Facebook.
Yeah.
Who have, for whatever reason, who couldn't sleep last night.
I was having severe mood swings.
Wide awake, no sleep in 2 days. Going to be a long day. Oh, can't effing sleep. And I'm like thinking, no, I didn't have any problem with it, you know?
Right.
Can't sleep and sick. This sucks. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people on Facebook that were complaining. I wonder what was going on last year that, you know.
The moon going to be full or something?
Yeah. Is it the moon?
I don't know.
Is it, you know.
Trump?
Is it Trump?
Does he have airplanes going by with some extra oxygen put in the air?
I got to tell you, I don't know how I'm sleeping because... Literally right next door, okay, right next door to my house, they're putting in a new road.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there is massive construction going on starting at 6 o'clock.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it is super loud. And I have no idea... I just have no idea how I'm doing anything, you know, because it's so loud. And I'll wake up like because I have to pee or something.
Mm.
And I'm not. I mean,
oh my god, that's why I couldn't do sleep last night.
Oh, you were peeing.
I swear it was like every half an hour.
Oh my god.
I wasn't ooh, I gotta go a little bit. I can hold it. Nope.
Mm-mm. No, it's not gonna let you.
It was like, I gotta run out of nowhere. It hit me.
Huh.
I don't know what that was all about. I think my water pills were taken too close.
Oh, you're taking water pills? Oh, yeah. Well, no wonder.
I think I took them too close together.
I take those water pills. Man, I don't even know what the reaction is. Mm-hmm. I get, on those water pills, boy, I get shaky and quaky and,
Are you taking your potassium with them?
No, I don't think so. Uh-uh. No, why you gotta take potassium with them?
You have to take your potassium with them because otherwise your electrolytes get imbalanced.
I tell you, I am,
Are you taking them over the counter or doctor prescribed?
Over the counter, I think, yeah. Over the counter. Well, I don't take them anymore.
Never take water pills without potassium.
Yeah.
I have potassium pills that I got to take every time I take a water pill.
Ooh, I tell you what, I start just, you know.
Get it from the doctor.
Oh.
It'll be cheaper anyway.
Well, I just said screw it, and I said, no, I'm not going to take any more water. You know, this is ridiculous. So I just don't take them anymore.
They should make you feel that way. It's because you're not getting your potassium.
Man, I'll tell you, these were something else.
Or you're taking too many of them.
No, I was taking like one, you know.
That's the potassium then.
Yeah. And then I get all anxious and it's just a whole thing, you know. So, yeah, but for me, it's when I go to sleep, I'm trying to get when I lay down and go to sleep, it's a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
You know.
It's good, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I had that at one point when I went to sleep. It was so nice. It was just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, you know, I got to get myself so tired that I just collapse, you know.
Right.
That couple of minutes of laying down time is just powerful, you know. It's just, you know, it just rocks my world.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, what am I going to be thinking about? What am I going to be, you know? It's terrible.
I used to think the two most painful things in the world are going to bed, the process of going to bed, and the process of waking up.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah, I wish I could, you know. I'll tell you, my wife last night, boy, she just could not handle it. She was just... You know, I talked about how yesterday I told the story about how we were just laying on the couch and we were just so tired. It's like, and we're falling asleep.
I think the fact that it's getting colder and and darker earlier.
You might be onto something there.
Mm-hmm.
I said you might be onto something there.
Like we hibernate during these cold months.
And then
a few months ago, we were wide awake and still doing stuff.
Yeah. Well, my wife's like to the point now, she just can't even stay awake. She can't stay awake. She's so tired.
I bet she is.
But then she'll just be like, I got to go to sleep. I got to go to sleep. She goes, I am so sorry. I've got to go to sleep. I'm like, don't worry about it. Go to sleep. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And she will, she'll go to sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to sleep. Good. I'm going to try to be quiet. And then I'll hear laughter. I'll be like, what? And my daughter will, like, you know, will be up and go join her and start talking. And then she wakes her up. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I'll try to be quiet so as not to bother, you know?
Right. She's already been bothered.
And my daughter's awake and hanging out with her and laughing. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm trying to be quiet out here. If I didn't know she was awake, I'd have gone and taken a shower and joined in bed with her, you know?
It used to piss my dad off.
Oh, my.
Me and my mom would do the same thing. And he would come in there and he's like, what are you two doing in here talking? Always leaving me out of the conversation. I never know what's going on in this house. What are you guys talking about? And we'd tell him like some kind of woman disgusting thing. And he'd be like, oh. And he'd slam the door and walk out.
He'd turn around and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is weird because she'll be so tired, you know? Mm-hmm. And she'll be, you know, I mean, she just really wants to just sleep.
Maybe it's relaxing for her and like, it makes her go to bed happy.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's be really quiet. Let's be real quiet so that she can just go to sleep. And then she'll get up and make herself, you know, ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets in the bed-going position. And then, ha, 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 oh, ha, 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 ha. And they're laughing from the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the hell is so funny? You know what I mean?
Right.
And then the laughing stops. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, so they're up. So I think now that we're just trapped in a mood of, or, you know, we're trapped in this mode of you know, this becoming the normal. And this is unacceptable.
It's her downtime.
Well, this is unacceptable.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go with you trying to rule the roost. Oh, no.
I tell you right now, this is a very unacceptable behavior for me. You know, I cannot believe it. Yeah, I don't understand the human nature of we have to stay up so late, you know.
Because we want the most out of our life.
Well, I know I would, that's sort of what I think, but then I'm like, when I really think about it, you know, when I really think about the most out of life, I think about, okay, well, why not go to bed at a reasonable time and then wake up really early, you know? Like, wake up early and really make the most of it that way.
During the summer, I like waking up early, like when the sun's coming up and all that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get so much done today. In bed, back to bed at 10 o'clock.
And you end up sleep the day away.
Yeah.
I think just because we can't trust ourselves, we should, I don't know, maybe we should try to go to bed at a regular time, I guess is what I'm saying. So we wake up early. There's no, I mean, I will say that when I get, as I get older, I do think about, you know, I do think about death.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I wish I didn't. I really do, but I don't, I think about it, you know. And I start thinking, oh, shit.
I like that when I'm depressed.
I'm like, oh, shit, I really got to make the most of this time, you know.
I watched My 600-Pound Life last night just out of nowhere.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, sitting there crying.
Why would you watch that?
Shut up.
Why would you watch that show?
Because that was the mood I was in.
Oh.
I was having mood swings last night.
Oh, sir, the pain to be in the 600-pound life. It would just be earth-shattering, sir.
Well, it pissed me off.
Thank you, little Noid. Why does it piss you off?
Because this episode, usually they've got positive episodes where, yes, you know, people lose all this weight after having the surgery.
And stuff. Yeah.
So he gives this woman the surgery, and she doesn't do a damn thing that she's supposed to.
Really? Like, he gives her the surgery.
Mm-hmm. She's in the hospital for 6 months.
6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Why is she in the hospital for six
she's
months?
She's like close to 700.
Oh, she's too obese, sir. She's so obese that she just cannot help herself.
She couldn't walk. She couldn't do anything.
Well, she got the surgery, though. She should be happy.
Well, she got the surgery, and while she was in the hospital,
yeah,
she fought them tooth and nail on everything that they wanted her to do. And then she lost 138 pounds in the hospital. And then when he released her, she was supposed to lose 15 pounds a week.
Yeah. Seems reasonable.
In a year, she lost 6 pounds.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, how is she eating?
Lying about the physical therapy, saying they didn't call, and he would call physical therapy, and they're like, she said she didn't want us, and I'm like, it just makes me mad, because I have tried 3 times to have that surgery.
Oh, because you want the surgery, yeah.
And she just, like, it's nothing.
So she ate like a pig after the surgery?
No, she was like, I'll determine how many carbs I need, and he's like, you're supposed to be protein. And then they show her eating rice and like, toast and
so don't tea eat all the shit she's not supposed to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that made me so mad.
Yeah, you know that she weighs,
She's still in the high fives.
Oh, Jesus.
Still in the wheelchair. He's like, you've got to push yourself to walk. She's like, I get dizzy and I'm going to fall over.
Oh, so she's still fighting it, or is he even pretending anymore?
She's at the end of the show, she's like, I don't like the way he talks to me, and I don't think I'll be back.
Oh, Jesus.
And he was talking to her very nicely and was like, listen, you're not helping yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, sir, the life of the morbidly obese is very tragic, sir. Very tragic.
Really, little Noid.
Oh, no.
Oh, sir. It is. It's a lot of them just kill themselves. I mean, it's terrible.
They kill themselves?
Oh, sir. They are, for starters, they're so obese that they have the surgery. And the anguish of not being able to eat the sweet, delectable food is, it bothers them so. That most of them become some kind of chronic, they just become some kind of, kind of desperate, chronic masturbators.
Masturbators! Yeah!
Oh, sir, they hump everything. The humping is a terrible display.
I had no idea this is going on. This lifestyle of masturbators.
Oh, sir, they screw the couch, they screw the pillows. It's horrible what they're doing. Horrible.
I had no idea that goes on. Yeah. So these people lose the weight and get on with their life, you'd think, but no, they don't. They go back to eating.
Some do.
Oh, man. I don't think I will.
I wouldn't.
I do not think I will.
I'd be so terrified of gaining weight back.
Yeah. I want to make sure that I did everything to keep it off.
Last night I was all sitting there crying. I'm like, how did I let myself go?
Oh, gee. From watching this show? I'd never watch that show. I could not watch that show.
It was like a train wreck.
Yeah.
You couldn't help it. And there was nothing else on TV.
Good Lord. The 600-pound life. Oh.
And then I was being Rain Man. We were because Family Feud was on.
Yeah.
I was freaking them out because before they would answer, I would answer every answer that they were going to say. Whether it was right or wrong.
Right.
And he was like, what is with you? I'm like, I'm Rain Man in Family Feud.
You're Rain Man in the Family Feud.
Yeah.
That sounds real smart.
I need to go on that show.
Oh, God.
It would be $20,000 and not share it with anybody.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
What do you mean? The money?
Yeah. Do they each get $20,000 or is it $20,000 for the family? And I'm like, that ain't worth it.
I think it's for the family. But they do.
You got to split it among 5 people, and then after taxes, you ain't got nothing.
Yeah, but you know what? They also, you get an appearance. You get a fee for being on the show.
Oh.
You do get an appearance fee.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's no huge rewards for being on that program.
And then they give away a car now. So does each one of them get a car, or do five people have to share one car?
I think it's just the person. The only one who gets anything is the person who's agreed to be on there. It's the Smith. It's a Smith residence. Let's go talk to Mike Smith. Mike Smith is the one who's getting everything. The rest of the people he just brought with him, they ain't getting shit.
Huh.
Yeah. I believe. Except I they do get a, you know, whenever you're on TV, you do get an appearance. You get some type of money, you know. That's like when I say those people that are on those bullshit TV shows on Home and Garden.
Yeah. Of course they do. You know. Oh, they don't get that much.
Oh, they bought a house and the value of the house is blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but they also got like a 40, you know, I don't know what the number is, but let's say they get a $30,000 appearance fee.
It's probably under $10,000.
Whatever, though. They still get it, you know. So the value of the house is less or more. I don't know how you do. But they also get this fee, which is also put in, you know. So they leave that off. Because whenever you're on TV, you do get money, you know. There's fees associated with it.
Oh, sir, I have to tell you, 600-pound life, I saw a woman eat her own foot. Oh, it was terrible.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it was terrible. She ate her own foot, sir. It was gross and disgusting. I mean, I felt so bad for her, but she was so hungry. She was hungry, and her own foot, she ended up, it tasted delicious, she said. But she was unable to walk after eating her foot.
Well, that sounds horrible.
She didn't put mustard on it. It was very troubling.
I had no idea that was going on. Putting mustard on your own foot. I mean, I can under, you know, eating your foot is one thing, but to garnish it. I mean, oh my goodness.
Toe jam was enough. It's quite tasty.
She got in there and sucked out that toe jam. I'm just sucking on that toe jam.
Are they always Southerners, the people, or?
What?
Are they always Southerners?
They're all over.
Oh. Well, that's good, you know.
Yeah.
Because I have a problem. I mean, I'm too fat, you know.
I'm too fat.
My problem is I don't eat anything during the day.
That's my problem, too. And then when I eat at night, I eat so much I make myself sick.
That's what I do.
That's what I did last night.
I've got to eat.
I was miserable.
I have to eat like every 20 minutes or so, and I just don't want to, you know. I get busy.
That's what they tell me to do.
I get so busy during the day.
And I can't eat all that food. They're like, but it's only small portions. I'm like, I don't care. My mind will think that I already ate.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I've tried it.
Yeah, well, I mean, who knows? Who knows? I mean, you say that, but, you know.
Next thing you know, you're eating your own foot with mustard.
That's right, little Noy. You're absolutely right. One minute, you're all fine eating, you know, at 11 o'clock p.m.
And the next minute, you're eating your foot, sucking on your own toe jam for flavor.
He's got a point. I'll tell you, last night, my wife went to bed and said, oh, yeah, I got you some peanut M&Ms. I'm like, oh, thanks, you know. I'm already going, God, you're so fat. You're so fat. And my wife goes, oh, I got you peanut M&Ms. But, God, I should be like, oh, don't get me peanut M&Ms, you know?
Right.
But she went to bed, and you know what? I ate like a handful, if that, you know.
Yeah.
And I just stopped. I just closed the bag up and didn't eat the rest of the night.
Right.
But that was fun. That was nice for me to do that. It's like I just didn't feel like eating it, you know.
That's right, sir. That's only, you know, that's only a fraction away from eating your own feet.
Thank you, little Lloyd. So I just got sick of eating, even, you know. It's like I didn't even want to eat. I was just, I just wanted to just watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And play video games. Last night I was playing video games.
What were you playing?
I was playing.
What do you play on?
My PS4.
Oh, that's what he plays on.
And I watched, I played MLB.
Of course.
Oh, I love MLB. It's the only game I play.
Oh. Because he has this game called Borderlands.
Oh, is that one of those shoot 'em up games or whatever?
Yeah, but it's like cartoonish kind of thing. It's
yeah,
not
I just
like you're shooting people, you're shooting monsters.
I can't do that. I got to.
And I tried playing it with him, and he's like yelling at me. He's like, "Hurry up!" And I'm like running into walls. I'm like, "I'm stuck between the rocks. I can't. How do I back up?" Like, oh, I'm waiting on you. I'm not doing it for you. Hurry up.
Yeah, that's to get those group, you know, those group games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't do the group games either. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love to, but I get, I feel like I'm on a boat, you know, I get the seasickness.
Oh, I do too.
Horrible. I just feel horrible the rest mm-hmm. of the week.
I start getting really like a headache and nausea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could.
The first game that did that to me was Mario Kart.
No, I don't remember the first one. I mean, it's just terrible.
That's when technology just got a little bit too crazy for me.
Well, it's like those guys that, I mean, there's those guys that smoke pot and then they lay on their
game forever.
Yeah, they just game for like hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for like 8 hours, 9 hours.
He doesn't smoke pot. He just games for like 12 hours at a time.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. You can't pull him out of the house to do anything.
Yeah, I don't.
At least I can't.
I don't understand that.
His girlfriend can.
I just don't get it, you know. Like, I know these guys, they buy those games and then they'll play them for like, you know, 24 hours in a row.
Right.
And they're like, done, I finished it. And it's like, what?
Mm-hmm. Then let's go start back at a different level.
Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, more power to them.
Right.
And, you know, they're not even that out of shape and stuff, you know?
Like, mm-hmm.
Me, I'll just play MLB.
Yeah.
I'm like 3 seasons into the whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm ready for the new season to come out.
I think he has that for his PlayStation 2.
Yeah, so I
play playing it one night.
I play MLB The Show, and but I only play for like an hour at a time or whatever.
Yeah.
I play like one game. But then, it's just it's so, you know, it's all consuming.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Oh well.
Yeah.
But I try. You know. And then. And then I just get bored.
Yeah.
Like I really want to play, you know, whatever, but I'm so bored. I just don't want to watch TV or I don't want to play anything. That's when I wish I could just go to sleep, you know? The other thing is I'll start doing stuff on my computer. Because I try to work, like I work all day long on the computer. I mean, I literally do. There's a lot of things I have to work on. I have to do production. Mm-hmm. I have to, you know, I'm working on the show because there's all these sales packages going out and coming in. And there's a lot of stuff that starts Monday, right?
Right.
And, you know, we're going out. We're talking to different potential advertisers and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I find myself, you know, occupied. But, you know, I got to do these things, and then I have to stop in order to go pick up my daughter, and then I get back, and I try to tell myself, okay, I'm done, but no, I'm not done. It's a whole process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I do at night, I do try to refrain from working.
Yeah.
It's just not possible right now, though, but, you know, that's what I wish I could stop.
Yeah.
But, oh, well, at least Monday will be a new day.
Yes.
Our shows will be different.
Yes.
Like, although I don't think they'll be that much
different. Not gonna be that different.
But we'll but we will be
I know us.
Yeah. It's hopefully going to be you know, it's hopefully gonna be worth whatever we're looking for. All right, let's say that.
Right.
And that'll be starting Monday, so we start at 9 o'clock till 10. We're going to try to get rid of the jibba-jabba.
Really, sir?
Yes. We're going to get rid of the jibba-jabba and just go right to the important parts of the program. Once we figure out what those are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go from there. And we're going to do the Facebook Live thing daily.
Right.
Adding that to the show, or we just do like the first like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you know. You want to do a Facebook Live thing now?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Let me turn the light on.
Do you have a different shirt on?
Oh, shit. No, I don't. I'm trying to go all week with this shirt.
Oh, no.
Is that bizarre?
Yes.
And doing a thing like wearing the same shirt every day, that's just one step from eating your own foot, sir.
Ugh.
Mustard.
With some mustard to suck out the toe jam.
Some spicy mustard.
Mm. Alright. Alright, let's get this plugged in. Oh, let's get it all set up. And see what we have to do here. All right. Let me find the button that I have to hit.
There we go.
So the Morning Disaster has received messages. Oh, I promise I'll read the messages in a minute, guys. Sorry about that. All right. All right, here we go. Live. I'm so blind. I swear to God, I have to, several things I have to do. By the way, my wife has a major problem with the backdrop of this. She's telling me, she says, that's it. Uh-uh. You got your, this, that plain wall behind you has got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Spice it up with some plants or something.
She says, I got to get something behind me. So, all right. Morning Disaster. If I spell it correctly. Morning Disaster. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm out of control. MorningDisaster.net. Live. All right. And then we'll promote the show for next week. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is the Morning Disaster live. We are on face. Look, I pick my nose. As soon as we get on.
Did you really?
As soon as we get on, I pick my nose.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what's going on. Why would make me pick my nose? Oh, my God. Did you see it? Did you see the nose picking?
No.
Oh, geez, horrible. Yeah. We go live. I'm sitting there like this.
Digging
and then I'm going, well, I got sniffles, you know.
Use a tissue.
Yeah, I need a tissue. But I don't have any tissues, and I've been using, like, and I'm so lazy. Rather than actually get a tissue, I've just been grabbing around me and grabbing, like, the same old dirty rags, you know.
Ew. Go get some toilet paper.
To blow my nose on. Yeah.
Use some toilet paper.
Well, I'm disgusting. I mean, let's face it. I'm a very disgusting person.
You're being disgusting.
No,
right
I
now.
Am. I'm a very, disgusting. I'm very, being very, disgusting. I'm very sickening. Ugh. Very, very sickening.
You're very sickening, sir. Ugh, disgusting.
Thank you, little Noid. Yeah, we're live again on Facebook. Hello, everybody. Facebook Live, we're on to promote the show, which is going to be starting Monday at 9 a.m. So Monday at 9 a.m., the Morning Disaster Show will be on again. And when we do that, we're really going to be an intensive, you know, version of the show. Does that make sense? And I'm looking very forward to it, okay? I'm looking very forward to doing this program on Monday and blah, 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 blah. And I promise I won't pick my nose on that show like I did on this one. I cannot believe I started out the video by picking my nose. Speaking of these videos, my wife watched the video that I put up earlier this week. And I don't know if it was
the F-bomb?
No, because she didn't comment on that. So I wonder, I don't know. It was one of the three that we put up, right? Mm-hmm. And, but here's what she commented on. She commented on here, up with the wall. See the wall behind me? Mm-hmm. She commented on the wall. She goes, that wall looks so plain, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I can't help what the wall looks like.
Right.
And she said, well, you can hang a nice tapestry. You know, you could hang a nice tapestry, and then you can, after the tapestry, you can hang some this and some that, and it'll just make it so enjoyable, you know. And I'm like, well, I just got a plain wall behind me. I don't know what's wrong with that. And so I've been informed that the wall behind me is just, is not proper.
Right.
So I'm going to have to change the background, I guess. And I'm like, well, the office is filthy. It's, you know, it's a terrible. I mean, I should show you guys what's in front of me, you know. Mm-hmm. Because it really is great. Like here is, you know. All right. If you look, you're going to see, here's my microphone. Hello. Hi, microphone. There's my coffee. There's a computer there. Okay. Right.
Yep.
There's a computer. And then I'm going to turn here. There's another computer. There's the window. And there's some background, blah, 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 blah. And there's another computer. And I don't know if you could see everything or not, but there's just rows of computers in front of me.
You need a me wall.
Need a what?
A me wall.
What's a me wall?
A wall where you put all your little words and favorite things up.
I do have an award up. Look, I do have the. Oh no, I don't have any.
Put it behind you.
Oh, that just seems like too much work.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You got to get up and do something, right?
I have to totally adjust around this everything in this room. I have to completely adjust it. You know what I mean? I got to move all this crap out. I have to move everything out of the office. I have to lose one of the desks. And then I'll move everything back in.
Right.
But I do need something behind me. I mean, that is true. You know. Because it's barren.
Yep.
It's back there and just...
like a porno, bad porno backdrop.
Yeah. I mean, it's paneling.
Yeah.
It's like a bad...
paneling. It's somebody's basement when they're...
It's bad paneling. I look at
70s yeah. or some shag carpet and interviewing some...
I look like I'm living in somebody's basement. When seriously, it's an office. It's an office off of the main room of my house. Yeah. So I got to get rid of that. Because it does look, you know... Like my wife says, she goes...
She got behind you, a white sheet or something.
She goes, I was watching the video, and she goes, I don't know what that stuff is, you know, what that stuff behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And really, there's nothing. It's just a bunch of crap, you know. It's just crap in boxes.
Yeah.
And then if I go, then it's just, or it's just the plain, or it's just the plain paneling.
Right.
So my wife thinks I got to do a tapestry or something. Before Monday. So I doubt it's going to happen, you know.
Before Monday? No.
Before Monday, there's no way.
No. I have no faith.
There's just zero chance. There's zero chance it's going to happen.
Because after today, you're going to be like...
Yeah, I'll be like, ugh, no.
Sir, you'll just give up. You'll give up. You'll end up eating your own foot. With toe jam. Just sucking on that toe jam.
With mustard.
Thank you, little Lloyd.
Put some spice and mustard on it. Gonna eat me some toe jam. Yum, yum.
Little Noid, how is Little Noid commenting on this? I just don't understand it.
Well, sir, I've had this problem myself. I have been very, very fearful of being morbidly obese from such a very, very young age.
You've been fearful of being morbidly obese?
Oh, yes, sir. Terrible. When I was at camp, I went to Fat Man's Camp, even though I wasn't that fat. And all the other campers there, they made fun of me.
They made fun of you?
Oh, sir, it was terrible. They locked me in a garbage facility, a garbage can receptacle. They pantsed me. They covered me with condiments. They called me skinny. Oh, sir, it was so horrible. The good news is I met a very close friend of mine, Camp Counselor Harry, who was the only one I could turn to in my hour of need.
Oh, God.
That's it, sir. I was very concerned about my well-being at the camp, and Camp Counselor Harry was there to help me and made me feel oh so much better, sir, by teaching me about other things other than being picked on, sir. Like, where all the other little campers couldn't, they would bother me, but they wouldn't when I was with Camp Counselor Harry. So that's why I remember it oh so fondly.
So Camp Counselor Harry helped you during the fat camp experience, is what you're saying.
Oh, yes, sir. He helped me generously. There, he would come to my cabin and he would say, well, little Lloyd, we don't want you to get fat, so let's inspect your body.
He inspected your body?
God.
Oh, yes. He would say, take off all your clothes and strut towards me and then turn around and strut back, you know, towards someone else like they're in here and, you know, and sashay and move your hips and things. And that's what I would do to keep from getting obese.
You would get naked in your camp counselor's presence?
Oh, yes, sir. All the time. I would be nude and walking back and forth in front of Camp Counselor Harry.
That sounds very troubling, actually. I don't know if you should have been doing that.
Oh, and then he would have me, he would check me for personal inspection, sir. He would have me take down my pants. And then he would inspect me and, you know, check my, he would check me for growths.
Squirt you with a spicy mustard.
Well, sometimes, you know, he would just look me over to make sure I wasn't getting fat, which I was very thankful for.
This sounds very creepy, is what this sounds.
This is getting weirder and weirder.
And then, sir, he would he'd make me close my eyes. He'd actually put a mask over my face. And then he would check me for, you know, different things. And then, you know, and that's how we would plan our days.
Wait a minute. He'd have you take off your clothes, and he would inspect your body. And then he had you play different things. What does play different things mean?
Oh, sir. Well, he would have me play, like I would do jumping jacks in his presence, sir, to make sure that I was physically fit.
You would do jumping jacks?
Oh, yes, and I would do the sit-ups and push-ups and, let's see, and I would do head knobbers, and I would do wrist jackers, and I would do just a bunch of good games.
What is head knockers and wrist jackers?
Oh, sir, don't you know this game? This is a good game. Like, for example, I would get down on my knees in front of Camp Counselor Harry, and I would then do the head knobbers, where I would knob my head up and down, and he would moan. Then there's a fun.
The story's gone on way too long. Combinoid. Little shit. Mustard eating toe eater.
I like the way that you bring the drama of this to a halt by just going,
just stop.
Let me just skip that, madam.
I will just skip to the wrist jackers segment.
No.
Where I would put my wrist around something and I would just jack it up and down furiously. Until Camp Counselor Harry would say, no, 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 stop, stop, that's enough. Then I know that I was properly exercised. See?
Yeah, it's probably enough.
Enough.
The wrist jack. I did love how you just go, oh, God, stop.
Just stop.
Before I got to the good stuff.
Oh, trust me. You done bashed it.
I was working my way.
Jumped the shark on that one.
I was working my way into the good stuff.
The mustard eating was funny.
Sir, let me just say that the head throbbing device, mm-mm, it had veins.
All right. Thank you. Oh, thank you, little Noid. That's enough of your, that's enough hearing about your camp that you went to. Good Lord. Terrible. Who wants to hear that nonsense?
Exactly.
Put some spice and mustard on. Just eat that eat that foot jam all up. Just get in there and suck on it. Swallow that foot.
All right. See, that's a little annoyed. Who's on the show sometimes, so. It's pretty weird to watch a little annoyed being done, though. You know, because I've never watched it before. I don't think I've ever done Little Noid on
live.
I know, yeah, I've never done it on Facebook Live. So watching it is very troubling.
Yes.
To be
the voice is very troubling.
It is troubling.
Epileptics are having seizures everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lights. Maybe eye noises too.
Thank you, sirs.
Well, thank you, little Noid.
Hey.
That's terrible.
And ma'am, thank you so much.
Oh, well.
I'll secretly sneak in your house and take that away.
You don't like the sound machine?
No.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh.
Head knobbers and wrist jackers and. It sounded like we were kind of going somewhere that I was like, oh, you know, I don't want to go here because I'm going to have to.
And you go there anyway.
And I ended up going there. I'm like, I'm going to have to graphically detail a molestation.
Yep.
And I decided, well, I probably shouldn't do this, you know. Oh, well. So we're on morningdisaster.net, all right, every day. And you can download that podcast every single day. We also are going to do the show live, at least a little bit of the show. We're going to do live on Facebook Live starting Monday, starting this coming Monday from 9 to 10. We will do the morning disaster, and there'll be a little bit of Facebook Live in there. And, of course, it'll be available for download after the show. The whole show will be available for download. And it's just going to be fun. So definitely come back Monday and watch the show daily. Anything you want to add, Nikki?
No.
Want to talk about those people who are eating their own feet? Mm. Put some mustard on it. Mm.
I was trying to forget.
Suck out the toe jam. Mm.
All right. Oh, and I'll have a different. My wife says that the wall is boring. Which, I mean, I guess it is, you know. So I might have a tapestry or something. Hey, I don't know what I'm going to have. But you know, let's face it. I won't have anything bad. I'll have the wall.
Let them decorate it.
Yeah, because I act like I'm going to get up and decorate. I'm not going to decorate anything. Come on. I have a problem is what I'll have. So anyway, that'll be starting on Monday. All right, Monday. And the show's going to be, you know, it's going to be like this. It's going to be old disaster show and trying to make you laugh. And there you go. All right. So there, Facebook Live. I'm going to go back and do the show live on morningdisaster.net. If you want to come over and watch it or come over and listen to it, you're more than welcome to. And there we go. All right.
Sounds good.
Oh, Mike. Oh, by the way, Mikey is on. What is he saying? He's saying, "I've got some extra Kiss posters." Thank you. Thank you, Mikey. That's what I need. Some Kiss standing behind me. Woo! That's exactly what I need. I need Kiss.
There you go.
The Destroyers. I want them with their, like, their big boots. Mm-hmm. No, actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a bunch of Kiss posters, but they're all going to be out of makeup. It'll all be from the time when they were.
It'll be way cool, Junior.
Yeah, it'll be really cool, man. I'll get all the Kiss pictures with her where they don't have the makeup on.
Oh, that was Rat, wasn't it?
Rat was the way cool. Rat was way cool, Junior.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be Kiss.
Same era, though.
I'll be Kiss, but I'll be from whatever the era was where they took off all the makeup.
It was that era. The late 80s, early 90s.
Could you imagine? Like, I get posters. Mikey says with Eric Carr. That's right. Eric Carr was a drummer then. Like, I get a bunch of Kiss posters of them without the makeup. You know, I'll get like the lamest posters. Kiss without makeup. I'll get like Journey with a Filipino guy. You know?
Millie Vanilli.
I was going to get posters of like just the worst eras. You know, that's what I'm going to get. And I'm going to hang the posters up proudly. Could you imagine if every Kiss poster I have, they're not wearing makeup in any of them?
Right.
Paul Stanley's all shirtless. I was made for loving you, baby.
Yep.
That's what I could get. Oh, my God. Actually, as you get, like, whatever things listeners send me, I'll just hang it in the back. That's a good idea.
I'm going to find a Millie Vanilli and send it to you.
Absolutely. Van Halen with Sammy. Mikey says Van Halen with Sammy. No, Gary Cherone. I'll get Van Halen with Gary Cherone. Oh my God! What a great idea! Oh my God! Just horrible. I'll just get horrible, horrible pictures to put up behind me. Son of a bitch! That's funny. Oh my God!
They're in a South Park.
Yes. Yeah, but no. But it'll be like it'd have to be. I don't know. It's got to be all posters of like stuff that nobody really liked, you know. Oh, that's great. And the people who did the like it.
Poster.
I got a poster of Welcome Back Cotter with like the one, like, you know, the guy with the blonde hair. Who was in like the Revenge of the, I don't even know the guy's name, but you know. I'll get all the classic shows with, like, non-stars. The Beatles with Pete Best is what Mikey said. I'll get Wings. Poster up of Wings. So anyway, that'll be Monday when we're live every day. God, that's funny.
Uh-huh.
All right. So there's our check into Facebook Live. We just want to check in and say hello and invite you to come listen. Get the whole podcast of the show. Remember, they're available at morningdisaster.net. Get the entire podcast of the show, all right? And remember, if you want to sponsor the show, if you want to sponsor it, contact me. And for a very cheap price, you can have your name during the Facebook Live and on the live audio version and blah, 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 okay? So there you go. That's it for Facebook Live. Thank you to Mikey, whose comments were awesome, by the way.
Yes.
And I can't really, I don't usually read the comments, but I got the phone close enough to where I can actually see it, and that is hysterical. So very
good.
And
I hope he's feeling better.
Is he sick?
He's got strep throat.
Oh, I didn't know it. Sorry, Mikey. And Mikey, of course, will be, you know, is more than welcome to join in. That was hysterical. All right, we're gonna go over Facebook Live, and we'll just be live on the podcast or on the broadcast. You can listen to it on TuneIn Radio, or you can go to morningdisaster.net and click the player. All right? So long, everybody. Sorry, it's cool. Now we ended the live feed, see? Right? It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so there we go. Put that on there and boom, boom, boom. Yeah. All right. Oh, I received a bunch of messages. I haven't even had time to look at them, Nikki.
Well, go look at them.
All right, let me read them. Hold on. Let me put my glasses on and read the posters. All right. I want to fart, but I'm afraid.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I'm afraid it'll be so loud that people will hear it, so I'm going to hold it in, you know.
Well, you already said you wanted to do it.
Nope, I'm not going to fart. Not going to do it. Let's see here. I'll get Guns N' Roses with Buckethead and Fat Axl Rose.
Oh, God.
That's from Corey. Oh, that's funny. Oh, God damn. Wouldn't it be great to have Kiss posters with... have Kiss posters with, you know... Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Are they being Weisenheimers?
That's just funny, you know. I did love... I should really do that. I really should. I should call Mikey and get, like, a Kiss poster with no makeup and...
Mm-hmm.
God, that would be funny.
Or go to Penny Lane. They got tons of posters.
Yeah, but do they have lame ones? You know, like, the whole thing is I need,
oh,
like...
Oh, but they've got everything.
I need, like, lame posters, you know.
Oh, I bet you they've got Milli Vanilli and all that.
I need Different Strokes with the blonde-headed kid, you know. Which in the very last year, they got a kid who wasn't, you know, who wasn't Arnold. It's when he started, you know, it's when he started getting too old. You know?
Yeah.
So they brought
like
in
a little blonde-haired, chubby-cheeked kid.
Yeah, they brought in the kid to replace
him. Wasn't he the same little kid that was on the Brady Bunch?
No, that was a different kid. It was Oliver on the Brady Bunch.
Oh.
Yeah. Or else I'll bring in, like, posters of, the tribute bands, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like the Michael Jackson poster, but it's the guy from, you know, whatever the tribute is.
Yeah.
God, that is funny. Oh. Kiss without the makeup and Nell Carter poster. Oh, well. I don't even know what show Nell Carter did.
She had her own show.
Was it really? What was her show? There was what?
I don't remember what it was called.
I know she was on something, right?
I know she just disappeared.
Well, yeah, she was a fat black woman who... started on TV in, like, the 70s and 80s, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even know what happened to her. I bet she was smart. She probably pocketed all the money and said, screw it, you know. Or else went,
I think she's dead.
Oh, is she? Oh, that's horrible. I hope not. Is she dead? Did she die?
Yeah, 2003.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
She was a Broadway actress.
Oh, she was.
Mm-hmm. She got a Tony Award and an Emmy Award.
Oh, my. Look at that. When'd she get those?
I don't know.
Look at me acting
Give
like
a... Give Me a Break is the name of the show that she was
Give
on.
Me a Break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what that show's about.
I used to watch it. It was on for... 6 years.
6 years? Really?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at pictures of her. She wasn't that big. She had big boobs.
Yeah. No, I'm sure she wasn't that big. Because back then, people weren't that fat.
Right.
Like, they'd be like, oh, William the Refrigerator Perry is so fat. He was like 315 pounds.
Right.
That's really not that big.
And especially as tall as he was.
Yeah. And I used to think that everything, I thought the refrigerator was so fat, but then I look at him now and I'm like, shit, I'm fatter than him. You know?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm fatter than him. And I used to think he was so fat, you know. Now I look at him, I think, oh, he's kind of good. He looks good. He's kind of in some good shape. I'm less healthy than that guy. Oh, God.
She was on 227.
Oh, she was on 227?
Yeah. A few episodes.
What she did there. Maybe I just don't think there was a lot of talent there, but
she worked every year all the way up through 2003 when she died.
Really?
Huh. Mm-hmm. I'll be damned. Different shows.
Poor Nell Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I'll be damned. I know she seemed like she was such a, big fat black woman. Got the, she was an oddity there for a while. Then she just became a nobody. It's a shame. But I should get a poster of one of her TV shows. Put it up on the wall.
Oh my God. She previously survived 2 brain aneurysms.
Oh my God.
54 from heart disease. And diabetes.
Oh, my heavens. She had 2 brain aneurysms?
Mm-hmm. She survived by her domestic partner, Ann Cassidy.
Oh, yeah, you know what that is.
And her son, Daniel, and daughters, Tracy and Tiffany.
Really? So mm-hmm. She had all those children?
Mm-hmm.
But did she give birth to them, or did Ann give birth to them?
I'm not sure.
I bet she was a really good lesbian. Mm.
She attempted suicide in the early 1980s.
Oh, good Lord.
She went through drug detoxification.
Oh, my God. Really?
Her brother died of AIDS in the 80s.
Oh, my God. What a life. And that was before she got famous?
And this is while she's famous, during her heyday.
Oh, my God.
She married a mathematician and lumber exec.
Before she became a lesbian?
She had 3 children.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. I'll be damned. Wonder if she was like a lesbian who denied it, you know? Like, I'm not a lesbian. I'm not a lesbian. Secretly eating the pussy. Oh, man.
The year she got divorced from him, she married another guy.
Oh, Jesus.
She declared bankruptcy in 95 and again in 2002.
Oh, my God.
And endured 3 miscarriages.
Oh, my God. What a life.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Poor woman.
Oh, I opened up a whole bag of worms here.
Yeah, you did.
So she died a lesbian, but she was married several times. She had aneurysms. She declared bankruptcy.
Drug addiction.
Good Lord. What a life she led. Son of a bitch. Oh, man. I'll be damned. Well, that's crazy.
Things you learn.
Yeah.
The morning disaster.
My God. What a life. Now, the struggles of Nell Carter, everyone.
And now you know.
Now the more you know. Good Lord. What a life. I had no idea.
Oh.
We should do a segment where we name somebody from
and
the past.
And look up and see what happened to
them. And then
them.
We look them up to see if they had a pleasant life. Or if there was just so much misery, you know.
Right. Because you wouldn't think that she always seemed so jolly and happy and those were the characters that she played.
Yeah, you didn't realize her life was so shitty behind the scenes.
Right. God, I'd hate to see Wikipedia on my life when I die.
Do you think let me ask you, do you think you've had a good life?
Uh-uh.
Or, wait a minute, let me ask the question.
No.
Or have you had,
For sure.
I didn't even get to answer the question.
And I have to. I've given up. That ain't going to change.
All right. If you die.
We talked about this last night.
If you die, what do you think, like, the main theme of the funeral would be? This is so funny because I had this thought going through my head. It was either last night or the night before or something. I had this thought going through my head of what the hell would be my legacy when I die?
I don't have one.
So what do you?
Mine would be pity. It's not... bet she was sick all the time.
No, really? You think that's what it would be?
Yeah, I think that's what it'll be. She missed out on so much.
Oh no! Come on, you honestly think that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So you think what about mine? Would mine be
a beautiful wife?
Yeah, right.
And a beautiful daughter, and you've had a successful career.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I am doing a show from my house. I mean,
with paneling behind you.
Yeah, with a paneled room. You know. So I don't want you to allow anyone to say how great I am. You know.
Oh, okay.
I want you to say, well, listen. And I don't want to make a big deal of this, but, you know.
He was a good friend. He was a funny guy.
You know, he was doing a show from a paneled room of his house when he died. I was going to point that out. You know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, he made a lot of bad moves, you know. That'll be Nikki. Nikki will be the friend that goes to the funeral and just points out all the bad shit.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you know. Like, obviously, they go, oh, he loved his family so much.
He loved the Cubs.
You know, and Nikki would be the one that would be going around going, well, yeah, I know, but he made a lot of bad decisions. Oh, he was not good
with money. We all do that.
Oh, he was not good with money. Oh, my goodness, let me tell you. This last
week, I've been driving him crazy by going through... detail by detail, every mistake I've ever made in my life.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be the weather.
Going through step by step how you know.
You know, back in 1992, and I was engaged, and I had a choice, and I should have stayed, but I left.
Yeah, that's like me too, though. I mean, there's a lot of things you can go through. It's like, Ray thought it would be funny to tell people to fuck off instead of blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You see how that turned out.
Yeah. And there's 1999, and I had this really great interview, and I'd probably be making about $80,000 to $100,000 by now.
And what happened?
A year.
What happened?
And I wanted to go to France instead, so I totally threw the interview, and then they canceled the trip to France.
Oh, my God.
Because I thought I was better than that and worth more money. Yeah.
God damn, that's funny.
Spending all my dad's money that I got in my inheritance and... nothing to show for it. I didn't even buy a car or a house. I didn't buy nothing.
Well, that's what I don't understand about your inheritance. We had this discussion before.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why didn't you spend the money on something that, you know.
I was whacked out,
You
dude.
Could have bought a house.
I know. I was whacked out. I could have got a car, put a down payment on a house, and invested the rest of it.
Yes!
I know.
Instead, you just blew it away like.
In 2 years, yep.
Well, I had a great meal at, you know.
Right.
I had a great...
I got my nails done all the time, my hair done all the time, and took people out and bought them presents.
Yeah. This is like, no, that's not really a good use of money.
Yeah. Anytime my clothes were dirty, I'd go out and buy a new outfit.
Yeah, you just throw away the old ones and buy a new outfit. And it makes the money just disappear.
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It goes fast. 1,000 at a time.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a lot of life.
Bad choices in my life.
What a life. What a life you've lived.
And last night, what was that? I was crying because I'm like, well, I want somebody. Everybody has somebody, but I want somebody too.
Why are you crying?
I don't know. I was going through mood swings last night. But I was told because I don't get out there.
Oh, you're such a trip. You really are
too
funny.
Too old to get out there. Bunch of 20-year-olds.
I think you
are. You're going to die alone.
You are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Your life. Oh my God.
He's a good friend.
What is it?
It's the things he has to put up with. He is a good friend.
Yeah, I know. Think about it.
Now I'm going to make him walk to work.
Oh my God. Good old Nikki.
Yeah, because I don't want to wake up that early.
Good old, yeah, because she wants to sleep in till 9.
Yep.
Nikki. Yeah, how you remembered at your funeral. What, yeah. Uh-huh. Is it going to be positive?
She never did anything that she was told to do.
Yeah. That's
true.
Or was true.
Supposed to do.
Well, that's not true because.
Or should have done.
When you were on the disaster, all right, in
those
night.
Those years were not good.
In night.
Those years were
really?
No.
Like in 97? 98?
96 through 99.
Those weren't good?
All of 96 through 99.
Those weren't good years?
I mean, I had fun on the show, but yeah. My personal life was havoc.
Well, I remember you going to Rocky's house and smoking a lot of pot.
I never smoked pot.
Well, those guys around you did. Right?
No comment.
Jimmy, Rocky.
I've only done it maybe 10 times in my life, and hey. I just don't like it.
Hey, we're going over to Rocky's to work on the show. Really going to work on the show? Oh, yeah. And they'd show up the next day, and I go, what kind of stuff do you guys work on?
What?
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky was quick enough to... Rocky actually did work, you know.
Yeah.
Rocky, like, get high and... And he'd come back with like, yeah, he'd come back with like a dozen bits.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jimmy'd have nothing, you know.
Right.
Excuse me. Jimmy would have zero that he'd come up with. But not Rocky. Rocky'd be, you know, he'd have all kinds
of
stuff.
Jimmy got in a fight over Monopoly. I threw it all in the middle and left.
Yeah, because of Monopoly. Right.
I was having mood swings that night.
Oh my God.
I won't play that game to this day.
And how long did you not talk to Rocky over a stupid game of Monopoly?
It was like a year or so.
That's insane.
And then when I called, he pissed me off again.
By not remembering that it was over Monopoly or what?
No, he remembered. He's like, we got done with the conversation. He's like, yeah, we should go have lunch. And if you think you're grown up enough yet.
Oh, my God. So he never let go of it either.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
I
mean, we're still friends on a friend basis.
I'm not friends, obviously.
We weren't best friends again after that.
I don't think he thinks I'm a friend.
Why?
Well, because remember that one time when we called him?
Yeah, he's busy though.
Yeah,
don't you see all the stuff he posts all the time?
He was
going to
get
and the things he's doing.
He was getting married, right?
At some point.
Oh, so he's not married yet?
I don't know if he is or not.
Oh, because I thought he got married and just didn't invite me.
It's probably because I asked to be invited too.
Oh, so you didn't get invited either?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I feel better then. Okay. Well, oh, good. Thank God you weren't invited. All right. Well, I thought he just ignored us and just, you know, like had a wedding without us or something. Which he might have, you know. I just thought it was more desperate than what it was. Oh, my God. Well, it was another interesting show today, Nikki.
Yes, it was.
I do love when you show up. I really do. I'm not joking here. I really love when you show up and you
when
know.
I show up.
Well, you know. Because sometimes you go through those, moods where you're like, oh, fuck it, I'm not getting out of bed. You know.
I'm having mood swings.
Yeah. Really. So thank God.
I have a touch of crazy.
No. You love your crazy, so. Anyway, Monday, we're back at 9 o'clock on Monday morning for all-new disaster. Just disaster madness, which mm-hmm. could be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. At the very least, it's just going to be the same old shit, so. You know, which really isn't that bad. But I do want to, focus some stuff up, you know. Get right to the bits and blah, blah, blah. So, oh my God, how funny.
Yep.
All right, that wraps it up for today. Let's go ahead and kick.